Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 5th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say Microsoft began working with AMD on dedicated processors for artificial intelligence workloads. Sources say this includes a Microsoft-developed processor codenamed Athena. Microsoft said it's working on Athena, but denied AMD's involvement. This is reportedly part of a strategy to offer an alternative to NVIDIA's AI processors, although Microsoft will reportedly continue working closely with NVIDIA as well. Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav said its streaming business will turn a profit this year. In past statements, the company said it expected profitability by 2025. Across HBO, HBO Max, and Discovery Plus, Warner Brothers Discovery increased subscribers 1.5% on the quarter in Q1 to 97.6 million. The Court of Justice of the European Union, or CJEU, ruled on a case regarding compensation for violations of its GDPR data privacy law. The court ruled that the mere fact of infringement of GDPR does not automatically give a right to compensation. Plaintiffs must show personal harm. However, the court also ruled that there was no threshold of seriousness in harm in order to give plaintiffs a right to compensation. So, you have to show harm, but there's no bar that needs to be met before compensation. The CJEU said EU member states must define criteria for determining the extent of payable compensation. In a separate GDPR case, the court also ruled companies must provide a faithful and intelligible reproduction of a user's data when requested in a concise, transparent, intelligible, and easily accessible form using plain and clear language. This ruling came in a case with someone receiving a list summarizing their personal data, but not a complete copy. Google posted a teaser video for its well-leaked Pixel Fold device. It also published a page on the Google Store to sign up for updates on the device. The page says Google will fully announce the device at Google I.O. on May 10th. Mozilla announced a private beta for its Mozilla.social Mastodon instance with a waitlist to join. In the announcement, Chief Product Officer Steve Teixeira said the instance will use content moderation based on its Mozilla manifesto, which emphasizes human dignity, inclusion, security, individual expression, and collaboration, saying it's not trying to build a neutral platform. Teixeira also said areas like onboarding, discovery, identity, and monetization are ripe for experimentation on Mastodon. This isn't the first instance from a browser company either. Vivaldi Social launched back in November. Google began rolling out an update to its home app to support controlling garage doors. Up until now, the app would only show smart garage door openers, but could only be operated with Google Assistant. Apple beat analyst earnings and revenue estimates in Q2, even as revenue fell 3% of the year. This was mostly buoyed by much stronger than expected iPhone sales, up 2% in the year, even as the broader smartphone market contracts. Mac, iPad, and services revenue came in below estimates. And finally, back in October, former Uber chief security officer Joe Sullivan was convicted on obstruction of justice and hiding a felony related to covering up a 2016 data breach at the company. Now, U.S. District Judge William Orrick sentenced Sullivan to 3 years of probation. This case marked the first time a corporate executive was convicted of crimes related to an outside data breach, and the judge said the unprecedented nature of the case also influenced the sentencing. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.